In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In Psalm 8. How great is your name, O Lord our God, through all the earth! Your majesty is praised above the heavens. On the lips of children and of babes you have found praise to foil your enemy, to silence the foe and the rebel. When I see the heavens, the work of your hands, the moon and the stars which you arranged, what is man that you should keep him in mind? Mortal man, that you care for him. Yet you have made him little less than a god. With glory and honor you crowned him, gave him power over the works of your hand, put all things under his feet. All of them, sheep and cattle, yes, even the savage beasts, birds of the air and fish, that make their way through the waters. How great is your name, O Lord our God, through all the earth! How great is your name, O Lord, through all the earth! This phrase opens and concludes Psalm 8, which we consider this evening as part of our ongoing meditations on the texts of the Psalms. This psalm as a whole tells forth the majesty of God, and how that majesty is on display throughout creation. When confronted with the beauty of God's creation, we, like the psalmist, ought to pause and even more so marvel at how greatly God has blessed us by letting us share in the enjoyment of the beauty of creation, that God has called us to cultivate his creation, that we have been given a share in his authority over creation. And while this speaks of a high degree of responsibility, it also speaks of the heights to which God called us in our relationship with him, and inspires us too to conform our wills to his as we carry out this responsibility. We do well to recall the nothingness out of which God has called us. We can think of this nothingness both generally, as in the nothingness out of which the universe was created, and also the nothingness of our sinfulness, out of which God has called us by the preaching of the gospel. It is, in fact, this recognition that animates our adoration. As the Catechism puts it, to adore God is to acknowledge in respect and absolute submission the nothingness of the creature who would not exist but for God. To adore God is to praise and exalt him, and to humble ourselves as Mary did in the Magnificat, confessing with gratitude that he has done great things, and holy is his name. The worship of the one God sets us free from turning in on ourselves, from slavery to sin and the idolatry of the world. It is through gratitude, the great lost virtue of our time, that we are able to work towards a more perfect union with God, aided by his grace. Placed at the head of creation, Our temptation remains the same as that of Eve's. The sin of pride. The sin of thinking we can do whatever we please with creation, with the gifts that God has given us. But inspired by Mary, the new Eve, we see that gratitude is the virtue by which we acknowledge the gifts given to us, and so try to make some return for that gift. In our case, this is not just the gift of creation sung of in Psalm 8, but also the gift of a creation more wondrously restored in Jesus Christ. It is not only the creation of ourselves that we can be thankful for, but also who it is that the Lord calls us to be as he redeems us, restores us, and elevates our human nature to be united to his own divine nature. When we lose sight of gratitude, we forget the good things we have been given. When we forget the great mercy we have been shown in the forgiveness of our sins, the more easily we fall back into them. Indeed, the great spiritual remedy for overcoming our habits of sin is gratitude. Not more effort, not more self-deprecation, but gratitude. Gratitude for the mercy shown to me. Gratitude for the great things God has done for me. Gratitude that when I call out from the depths, the Lord hears me. Gratitude that when I walk through the valley of death, I need not fear evil, for he is by my side. Gratitude for the moon and the stars which he arranged. Gratitude that he keeps mortal man in mind and cares for them. Cares for them so much so that he himself would take on our mortal nature and join our suffering so that we might join his. And by his cross and resurrection, he might come to us and dwell in our hearts by means of the sacraments, humbling himself so much that even here, even now, we might behold him before us, to adore him, to express our gratitude. This time now of adoration of the Lord in the Blessed Sacrament is a time of recognizing the mighty deeds he has done for us and the holiness of his name throughout all the earth.